I've drawn a picture of what you would see in downtown Seattle, Washington, which is where I am. You know, Seattle has off to its east the beautiful Mount Rainier, and on nice days it just looms over our city, and as you look towards the skyline and the Space Needle, you see the mountain. On the edge of the skyline, we have a couple of big sports stadiums, and I'm a big Sounders fan. Sounders is our local soccer team, so it's Go Sounders, you will see that. And then, of course, a major landmark for Seattle is the Space Needle, but now right along the waterfront, we have a beautiful Ferris wheel that has LED light, display, and it is really beautiful to drive by it. When you're driving to my house, you actually stay on the west side of the city, away from the freeway, and you go across a great big viaduct, and I tried to show that, but I want to show it in two ways. The viaduct goes right in front of Puget Sound, which is the water, and you can see the orca whales in the water. We love our orcas here, and we're concerned about the fact that their population is declining. But they're beautiful. Sometimes they're called killer whales also. And you drive across what we call our viaduct, which gives you a beautiful view of downtown and the Ferris wheel and the Space Needle and Puget Sound. And off to the west side are Olympic Mountains. However, what they're doing is building a great big tunnel underneath the ground. And so that, where the cars are also showing you the tunnel. The biggest drill bit ever built has been churning underground to get that deep bore tunnel, and it's going to emerge probably within about a week. And when that tunnel's finished, I will no longer be able to see this beautiful view when I drive south or north. I'll have to go underground. And if I stay on the road and come out of the tunnel and go about 7 miles, you will actually get pretty close to Joan's house. So that's my my place with the land and the water and some of the man-made stuff, and unfortunately a hint of our big tunnel.